everybody wants to know, what is that? You know, what do you have in your kitchen here? And it is a small metal coil that fits into the neck of a funnel so that the water that goes through the funnel actually pours through that coil. And that coil has very special effects that have actually been able to be patented. And what it does, it changes the, I mean, it's quite esoteric in some ways, but it changes the structure and the vitality of water. It makes water more like spring water. We are talking about tap water, bottled water, water that is already been around for a long time and not fresh from the earth like spring water. So to bring tap water more towards the quality of spring water. So the first thing is that it is not a water filter, like many people think it is a water filter. It makes water purer. It is not. It is for water that one is already happy to drink. So if you're unhappy with the water quality, if there's fluoride, chlorine in your water, you should filter your water first. So, and then I like to compare it to a human body. Like a human body can be very clean or dirty. And it can be alive or dead. And these can be combined. So you can have very clean water, but it's dead. But you can have also relatively dirty water, but it's full of vitality. And so we are only looking at the vitality aspect at this stage. Filtration, purification is a completely different subject, which I personally, I use for myself, but I have nothing to do with it in a professional sense or so on. There are many experts out there. So we are talking about how to energize water to make it full of vitality so that it can carry nutrients, so that it is alive and can carry shopping, I like to compare it with. So how it works is quite unusual, really. It's similar to DNA or many other spiral or vortex shapes in our environment. It is like a gateway. It's like in a way, like a dimension opener. It allows life force to stream through, life force that comes from the universe to stream through, and this is specially calibrated so that it enhances water. If you had water-containing liquids or substances like wine, orange juice, apple juice, milk, these sort of things, you cannot use it for oils, for example. For oils, it would have to look differently. And the benefits really are that when water is energized, and as you said already in the introduction, many civilizations have known about it. I mean, the Roman Empire was built on spa water. When you go to Bath Spa in England, I don't know if you have had the opportunity or the pleasure to be there already once. But if you go to a spa place, people enjoy the water there and then. And they cannot really bottle it and ship it. Because water dies off after it has been out of the earth after a while. So true spring water is different to well water. And when true spring water that is full of vitality is bottled and stored for a while, it dies off. So people always go to these places to take the waters, to drink the waters, to bathe in the waters. And so many civilizations, as I said, have used and utilized that, and we unfortunately have lost it completely. And when people start drinking water again that has been energized, they all of a sudden enjoy drinking that water more. They enjoy the taste of that water. I was fortunate enough to grow up in a monastery in Austria, in a disused monastery, where the monks built a monastery next to a well. I mean a spring well, where real spring water was available. And that's water that makes its own way out of the earth. It isn't just forced out of a hillside by the weight of the water. Spring water is water which is explained very well by an old Austrian forester who researched it very well, called Victor Schauberg. I don't know, you may have heard of him. In his book Living Water, which I came across in my early 20s, he explains very well how spring water really comes into existence, how different it is to well water. So when I grew up, I was lucky enough to enjoy real spring water for most of my early childhood. And the taste, I remember so clearly when I was thirsty, it was so thirst-quenching, it was so uplifting that ever so often in my life, I started looking for this quality again and couldn't find it. I could find it again with this device, for example, or also going to springs where such waters or very good waters are available. Well, water likes to flow in what is called meanders, in a swervy sort of S-like shapes. It likes to zigzag across the countryside. And when you let water flow down even the straightest piece of glass, it will go in a zigzag sort of way. So it has a force in it that doesn't just go down, but it also wants to go sideways. And again, this Victor Schauberger, because scientists were very skeptical of all his discoveries, he said, well, okay, let's do a research project where we have water going down a straight pipe or a curved pipe. Where will the water flow more easily? And they discovered, to their extreme astonishment, that if they use the shape of like a kudu horn antelope's, the horn of a kudu antelope, that shape in copper, that the water didn't just have no resistance going down that horn, but actually started sucking. So that water really wanted to do this movement, really water wants to do this movement of flowing in vortex shapes. And he invented something like implosion engines out of this discovery, which unfortunately were very much suppressed afterwards. But water normally doesn't like going down straight pipes like we have in our household, or it doesn't like to be stored forever or for long periods with light shining on it. We can compare water with oil in that respect. When oil is exposed to light or warm temperatures or oxygen, it goes rancid. And so does water. It goes off in a way, but it goes off in a more subtle way, to be honest, in a way that we cannot taste so easily, but it's still distinguishable when we actually put a bit of effort in trying to sense, is that living water or is that dead water? How does my body respond to this? So our normal modern ways really have no consideration for life vitality in water, nor in our food, to be honest, nor in our how we care for our environment. So these new developments which have been coming up in the last few years in a much wider market, these days you can find information on subtle energies, you know, nearly on every train station bookstore these days. So this understanding and feng shui and many other things has grown really incredibly in the last maybe 20 years or so. Mm-hmm. Normally, when I drink that water, my body has to use up energy to enliven that water. So what when I drink normal dead water is actually it drains my vitality. So when I go to a spa place and I lie in the water there in the pool, there is normally a sign on the pool side and it says maximum recommended bathing time, let's say 25 minutes, it depends on the water. And the reason is because it gives me so much vitality, in the evening I won't be able to sleep. And when I drink living water, it gives me energy. When I drink dead water, I have to give energy to the water. Mm. So as you said with the happiness, if the water is happy, I get happiness from the water. And if the water is dead, I have to give my happiness to the water. So I'm in a way doing a reverse job of what it's supposed to do. Absolutely. Yeah. And we are so much more than just physical machines. We are very complex, multi-layered, I would like to call them more electrical systems. Mm-hmm. So that when there is happy energy flowing into it, my body notices it. And one of the things when I got introduced to the aqua vortex myself, which was invented by a German farmer originally, I just drank normal tap water and then I sensed what that felt like. And then I drank a glass of this energized water and I sensed what that felt like. And when I did the normal water, it was like sort of a in my stomach. And when I drank the energized water, it was like a happiness up in my head, a happiness in my heart, and a happiness in my stomach. I could really see there was like an uplifting effect in me from that water. So, of course, the mind is very strong, and I could imagine all these things. So that's why it's important to be able to try to be neutral about it. And people often, that's why I said it's a good party thing, like to have blind tests and parties. You know, they're like, okay, give me a glass of this water, give me a glass of that water, and let's try. And people notice the difference. And more distinguishable, if that is the right word, sorry, because I'm Austrian, I'm not 100% sure, the more distinguishable is this with orange juice or wine. The difference is much more noticeable with substances that have a certain amount of acidity, because the acidity gets reduced. The wine becomes much smoother, and like restaurant owners are surprised when they try their own house wine. They say, no, 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 this is not our house wine. This is much better wine, when it's actually their own house wine, which we just put through an aqua vortex, and it re-energized the wine, and they cannot recognize it anymore as their own wine because it tastes much better. And the same with orange juice. Or, I mean, what surprised me very much myself when I did some experiments, and I thought, well, actually, would it be beneficial for carrot juice in the morning when I do my own juicing? And I tried that out, and the taste difference was amazing and how it felt to me. And only afterwards I thought, well, actually, how are these carrots? Mm. You know, I bought them, even though they may be organic, I bought them in the supermarket. They probably have been irradiated so that they don't rot or they don't age so quickly. You know, they are not necessarily happy creatures. And the taste difference was amazing to me, even mm-hmm. though I thought I'm already drinking the healthiest, the freshest, which is probably the best one can get. And then to energize it again, it really brings up the vitality level, even of freshly squeezed juices, but also carton juices, you know, grapefruit juice, whatever one enjoys, one can really benefit from that. And as I said, the acidity in it gets reduced so one can taste the difference much easier. So mean, there's various ways of trying to quantify life form. As a scientist myself, I've known various scientists who really specialized in that. And to be honest, they were very afraid of their work because they got a bit harassed. Because when you can quantify the life force in Coca-Cola and compare it to something else, then it, you know, you may get into trouble perhaps. So he found his life not easy at all. And he was able to quantify life force with numbers through scalar waves and scalar fields. It's quite unusual technology when he was a physicist. But there are many different people and who tried different experiments. And one of them was, for example, Theodor Schwenk. And in his book, a wonderful book about water called Sensitive Chaos, I can recommend it to anybody. It's a book with wonderful images and a real understanding about how the being of water and how it influences our human body in terms of the flow in water that is also mirrored in the bone structure of our bodies and so on. So Theodor Schwenk also, or actually it may have been his brother Wolfram, and they devised a system with crystalline drops where they put finely ground crystals in water, and then they used to drop some drops on a surface, and when that dried, in living water, the crystals made lovely swirly patterns, vortex patterns, whereas in dead or damaged water, it just sort of splashed out. You know, there was no coherent pattern, no intelligence was visible in there. It was just like an explosion. Whereas, and that is the big difference, implosion, explosion. If we have an effect that destroys things, it's an explosion, and if we revitalize things, it's an implosion, like a tree implodes its environment and makes more better products out of it, whereas the death process is taking substances and just taking them apart to the lowest common denominator and releasing them. So he found that, for example, with these drop pictures, we could very well see the living patterns of living substances or the dead patterns in dead substances. I mean, another very well-known researcher is called Dr. Emoto, and you probably have heard of him. He uses water pictures or drops and freezes them, water drops of different quality, and freezes them. And then the photos tell their own story. And I personally like to compare it like if I say something nice to you, your face and particularly your eyes will start to shine. And if I say something horrible to you, your eyes are going to go gray and not so happy. So Dr. Emoto really shows the effect of our thoughts, of our expressions in water through this photography method. But I think water is more than just eyes and the face. So water is, yes, we can photograph these frozen pictures with Dr. Emoto's system, which gives like an image of the constitution of the actual moment of the water, but it still doesn't show, is this water alive and strong? Or is this quite a meek, soft, gentle, weak water? Yeah? And mm-hmm. So you can have somebody quite ill lying in bed and you say some nice things to them, their eyes are still going to shine up. Mm-hmm. So I think it shows something very valuable, how our thoughts do have an effect on everything, but it doesn't immediately change water like that from you know, dead water to living water. But it does show how we have a small effect with thoughts, for example, on water. Inexpensive and simple way to do a job that nature can do much better. I mean, if I had a well or a spring, a real spring next to my house where there's real spring water, I wouldn't want to use the aqua vortex. I would want to drink the real spring water every day. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But most of us, you know, you're already lucky where you have water like that, it seems. But most people, you know, we live in some cities or even in the countryside and pretty dead water arrives at our faucet. So to have a simple device that doesn't cost much and does a great... It is a compromise. It is not true spring water. Of course it isn't. But it does something with the water that is available and the juices we drink, and it really brings back some vitality that we actually get some benefit from the water we drink. Like they've been drinking coffee. Mm-hmm. They have all of a sudden they have more energy because during the day, normally the water they put into, they have to give their life vitality to the water to bring mm-hmm. it up to level. And sure. Now they are getting something, so the energy lasts much longer, the battery lasts much longer. And often people find that they sweat more. Okay. And I mean, the easy thing is that they enjoy drinking the water. That they, you know, it is said, you know, we should drink certain amounts of water a day, which may or may not be true. But if we want to drink water, that we actually enjoy to drink water. And I'm really enjoying drinking water much more because of that, even though I don't drink huge amounts of water, like some people recommend, you know, so many liters. And I think it may be true for some people and not so true for others. but that what we drink is something that really, you know, really supports the system. And that's so important to get, that we can be drained from our environment or we can be uplifted from our environment. And the same is with food and with drinks and with water. Sweating more, having more energy, enjoying drinking the water. And, I mean, there's blind tests where people tried on their dog. You know, they put two dog bowls out, one with energized water, one without. And they notice, you know, how the dog likes gulping up the energized water. Or with babies, how they all of a sudden gulp down their often diluted juices or teas, or if they drink water, then also the water, how they enjoy absorbing that much more. And this is, I think, such an important concept to get, and such a wonderful, simple device that has been invented by this German inventor to bring this quality, which normally is so rare and so exclusively available also. You know, how many people have a spring near them and can utilize it? Even though in Austria, for example, there is like 600 officially acknowledged springs, which is a very large number for such a small country in the heart of Europe. And still, so few people will have access to that. And also the understanding of how wonderful spring water actually is and what benefits it is not so widely understood. Even though in Austria, actually, interestingly enough, the government pays for people, the government meaning the health system, pays for people to go on spa holidays. And It's quite a common thing that people get, they call it going to take the waters, to go on Kur, of Kur gain is the expression. And They get paid 4 to 6 weeks a few times in their lifetime to take time off work, and they get to a hotel where these wonderful waters are, and they have water treatments and they have massages, and they are out there often in very fresh air areas in the mountains walking. And it's a recognized treatment to help people to regain strength. And, you know, vitality comes back. And they say the people often there, when they have these spa holidays, also their sexual drive really comes back, which often may have been, you know, after many years of marriage, may have been quite flat already. So that these waters and this stimulation that comes from all the drinking and the exercising in the water really pays off on many, many different levels. I can only recommend this water, and I don't recommend it because I sell it. I recommend it because I really experience it. I really find it such a wonderful tool, and there are many different devices out there to energize water. There is CDs you can place your water on. I have no idea how they work. There are plates. There are many different devices. But I find this is easy, inexpensive, and you can try it for yourself, and you really find and taste the difference. And that's the main thing. We could produce brochures that would be super complicated and give you all sort of technical measurements and things. But at the end of the day, they could all be lies because nobody will be able to prove them. People really need to try it out themselves and experience it for themselves and trust their own instinct. When I saw it, it was made of two metals. It was made out of copper, coated with tin. And originally, everybody thought the energizing effect comes from the two metals, that copper and tin having a different voltage on them, they will create, through the electrical potential between the charge between the two, they will create the vitality in the water. So then that gentleman who invented it died. I spoke to him a couple of times before he died, but soon after I got to know the product and him, he died, unfortunately. I mean, he was quite old, but I managed to get in contact with his son, and his son allowed me to continue this work in the English-speaking market. And because I know how to address things through co-creative science, I don't know if you've come across this, it's work that Perelandra Center for Nature Research in America developed. I managed to address the intelligence that behind these coils, the so-called DEVA itself, and I asked, you know, how can we make this a sustainable, good product for the British-speaking market? And one of the things that came out was that we should change the material from copper coated with tin to food-grade stainless steel, which it is these days. And I was really surprised. I thought, how can that be a good suggestion? Because surely it will lose all its ability to do the job, not having these two different metals anymore. And so anyway, I had some samples organized and made them. And lo and behold, it was even better. I couldn't believe it. So I didn't understand really how this thing worked all of a sudden. Before, the belief was that it was because of the electrical charge of the two metals, and now this was thrown out the window, so I had no idea anymore. So I connected again to this intelligence of the Aqua Vortex and wrote a paper called The Inner Workings of Spirals about how these things actually work. And it was really eye-opening and amazing to me. Water, interestingly enough, doesn't have to swirl to get energized by the Aqua Vortex. Most people, and because water swirls automatically as it goes through the funnel, think that is the effect. But it's the coil itself is so calibrated that it brings in and draws in life force and focuses it into the water. And I like to use an analogy with a magnifying lens. There is nothing special in a magnifying lens, but it bundles and focuses light. So you can, you know, so much energy, you can bundle energy so much you can burn paper or you can burn your skin with a magnifying lens when the sun is shining. So this is a specially calibrated device to draw in life force, especially calibrated for water, to energize water. So there's nothing in the metal itself. It's just that it's the shape that does a job. Like in the DNA, we have vortices, we have spirals in nature, and they seem to be gateways. And to Mike, I told this interesting story that I read in a book about tornadoes, that they found really weird and unusual things after tornadoes have passed. On one occasion, they found a straw, which is very fragile, penetrated through a very thick door, which physically is impossible. You couldn't accelerate a straw that fast that it penetrates through a 4-inch door or a wooden door that's many inches thick. And so what seems to be happening that in these tornadoes or also in vortices generally, there's like a gateway of dimensions that the reality opens up and new things can stream through. And depending on how this vortex is calibrated, different things can come through. And I just watched with my little niece, I watched a Smurf movie, and they even went through a wormhole. And it was, of course, in the shape of a vortex. Mm-hmm. And in Star Trek, we have wormholes, and they're in the shape of a vortex. And there seem to be, you know, we seem to instinctively have this understanding that, yes, we can change dimensions through vortices, but that there are gateways, and the aquavortex is like one of those specially calibrated gateways to do a physical job, to do the job of energizing water.
I see.
And so the evolution is really that this farmer, Wilhelm Finberg in Germany, had it patented, but actually why it works or how it works seems to have been more revealed through the work that we have done more recently. Mm-hmm. And it's a very, very successful product. I mean, we sold, 15,000 of them in the last few years. And to be honest, we had two back, one of mm-hmm. which was not unpacked, and the mm-hmm. other one expected something to have something like LEDs and a little computer attached to it.
Oh. So,
but completely uninvited, we received a lot of feedback, which we didn't call people and ask for it. Letters just came and said, you know, this is amazing. I was completely skeptical, like every healthy person should be. You know, why should this work? And then they try it, which is quite an open-minded step to take, and they see, well, it works. And it is a remarkable thing, and I wonder myself sometimes, you know, I have no – it is a bit weird, but it works. It's a mm-hmm. wonderful thing.